Ad Astra, or Can the World Unite? Yes, all cultures must advance forward, eliminating poverty, ineffective education, and human rights violations. Prisons must become therapeutic schools. Criminals are just signaling a need for help. They have already been tortured. And a border means nothing. When members of the human family are hurt or in need of help, borders are used as a convenient excuse or a tool by incompetent politicians or competent criminals. All that borders or any kind of bad idea will ever lead to is more war. We're a family. There are no winning sides in war. When we are raised to believe in the concept of enemies and criminals, we become misled into thinking that terrible punishment is needed. But it is actually a matter of members of the human family being purposefully warped by means of poverty and fake education and propaganda. They are still family. There are no enemy combatant babies. We are all born cheerful, capable of becoming artists and scientists. If we allow all human cultures to converge on world peace in wisdom and in our greatness, and with effective education that raises us all to the same heights and sights, cheerful babies will grow up to become cheerful adults. World poverty probably ends with a plastic debit card connected to a strange bank that really, really should not keep track of debt. If that is not possible, at least at first, then let's just trade in asteroids or middle rides on planets of the solar system. This is all too silly. A card that does not keep track of debt and just resets at midnight is far less embarrassing. This is the kind of world that we live in. We make the rules. The sum of money the card resets to is the local equivalent of $100, and quite a stimulus for the local economy. The card is quite smart and will suspend and eventually permaban even merchants that manipulate prices. And it will automatically adjust its value based on where it is swiped. A person traveling the world having spent $50 here will still have the equivalent of $50 wherever. The card is about elimination of poverty and just the human right to travel. A border cannot be a prison. Any human being born anywhere must be allowed to move anywhere they like. The card, of course, also helps with education. The stress of poverty is actually used to damage our ability to self-educate. No one who is kicked out to live on the street or has food taken away from them is able to read life-changing books. It is just too stressful to connect with the author. So keeping the world in poverty also means preventing the world from growing and growing up. And that is just not allowed at all. Ultimately, humanity having fallen behind on where it should be leads to needless suffering, enormous amounts of needless suffering, So much so that it is really hard to expect a child to respect adults. We can't just bring them into a shattered world held hostage by poverty, including poverty of mind, and expect respect. This is not to say that humanity is ugly. We aren't like this at all, at all. No one wants war. We are just tricked by lack of effective education. We are tricked the same way that weird cult members are tricked into worshipping strange ideas. Not everyone is tricked. Authors of life-changing books, beautiful speeches, or amazing lectures are doing just fine. And all it really takes to catch up to where we should be as a humanity is reading their books. Now, a life-changing book is not just the work of a particular author, not at all. It is a view of all human knowledge as it is seen by that author. The most powerful of authors are mostly just modernizing the last couple of thousands of years of human development. They do add their own ideas, but they base them on a great body of knowledge. They take the hard-won ideas of magnificent philosophers and other great beings, and they rebuild them for the modern person, for the modern era, for the current decade even. Like Newton, all authors stand on the shoulders of giants. And when cultures shift, as they always do, to make today's books outdated, both the upgraded and the new ideas within will get another upgrade, and in the process, no doubt, synthesize even more new and beautiful and life-changing ideas. But we have tricked ourselves to believe that schools are effective, and we don't need to listen to the top 10,000 life-changing books. Why should we, since we already have an education? Like knowledge, wisdom, and greatness, those 10,000 books, however, often re-listened countless times, are not optional. Not at all. And that people feel that they just can't sit there and listen to some narration is just a function of poverty-induced state of existence. And, to give an example from nature, sometimes mix up their pheromone track and they start going in a large circle. In the human world, we have those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. But we shouldn't just look at the mistakes of the previous generations. We must enter the culture where we teach the children to resume at the heights of the previous generations, or their hard-won wisdom will be lost on them, meaning that the children will needlessly repeat the same stretch of road. And should they ever fall all the way down to the bottom, and that is certainly a risk when you ignore education, then yet another century will start with the threat of war. Humanity will bloom and grow in cheerfulness, science, philosophy, and art, so as long as it doesn't snag on something. The combination of lack of real schools and the threat of poverty is like a locking mechanism. It reinforces itself. We've been here before, when tribes couldn't get along, where they were at the mercy of nature, predators, and cold winters as a result. But as we started building cities, we could huddle up to make it through anything, cold winters or wild predator attacks. Most importantly, with the invention of philosophy, in the last 3,500 years, we have begun building a new kind of city. Here, the building blocks are wisdom that we store and keep updated in all the world's most beloved books, all the ones held in high esteem by clear-thinking intellectuals. When we finish building this city, humanity will stand united in wisdom, in greatness, in peace, and in greater visions still.